Happy Mother's Day.
How was everybody's Mother's Day?
Spend it exactly the way I figured I would spend it, driving in a car to a swim meet.
Well, I had Mama Bird here for the weekend, and I will be trying to coax her to come and say hello at some point during today's video. So that was great that I've had Mama here. But first, we wanted to remind everybody about the BOGO sale at mypillow.com/chicks. Buy one, get one on several of their top items, including the towels, which you know are my favorite. The sheets, also buy one, get one. The pillows, buy one, get one. You can see the entire list of buy one, get one deals, plus all the discounts on all of the other things that MyPillow has to offer you. And as you know, all of their things are amazing. And it's at mypillow.com/chicks. That's where you're going to see all the information. Whatever you decide to buy or stock up on right now, you are also going to get a copy of Mike Lindell's book for free. So if you haven't read it yet, it's a good time because you'll get it for free and you can read it. mypillow.com/chicks, or you can call them. If you're old school, you can call them at 800-875-0513.
And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and then tell all your friends. And tell your enemies too, because you know we welcome them too. The enemies, we'll convert them, bring them to the dark side.
You guys, I thought that over a weekend that perhaps there would be other things to talk about besides abortion, and unfortunately, that seems to still be dominating the news cycle right now. But I do have one clip to show you of our new Minister of Truth, Nina Jankowicz. It's a very short clip, but it is the realization that you have when you hear the words that are going to come out of her face in a second, and then you realize she's in charge of determining what is and isn't misinformation or disinformation. She's about to misinform all of us. Okay, here she is. I'll show you.
Already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media. So I think we're going to see more allegations of that.
Oh my God. When I heard that over the weekend, I was like, they cannot be for real with this bullshit. They cannot. They can't. Like, I mean, now they're just like, they're punking us with this, right? This is just, and furthermore, was she wearing blue eyeshadow? Was that blue eyeshadow?
Oh, I don't know. I deleted it from my whole entire computer.
Okay. From my existence.
Like I have erased it.
Be gone. Be gone with you, Jankowicz. Yeah. She's like a caricature of an actual person. Like, seriously, this whole Ministry of Truth thing is just, this is a complete and utter joke. We're being punked, you guys. We're being punked with all of this. This is, and then to tell us, oh, conservatives aren't being squelched, you guys. It's liberals.
It's totally liberals, you guys. I don't know where you got your information. That's our Minister of Truth.
And now I'm going to sing about it. I can't. This
you gonna
is
do
just
this?
I cannot with this. This is just we're living in a it's just a bizarro world. This is just crazy. She's crazy.
She's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And I cannot believe that she's in charge of this. It just blows my mind.
It shouldn't even be a thing. Let alone that the garbage that is spewing out of her mouth. She's spewing the falsehoods. It's just nuts. This is all crazy.
Your boy Beto. I don't know why I'm calling him your boy, except that
I was
going to
say, please don't call him my boy ever again. Please don't ever do that. Ever. Ever again.
Texas boy Beto out on the campaign trail, trying real hard to be governor. And I decided to show this clip because he believes that so many of the crises that we are facing are just made up. We're just Republicans are just making up stuff, you guys.
Okay.
Here he is. I think this was on Saturday, Friday or Saturday.
Government has proposed a don't say gay bill for this next legislative session. Of all the burning crises in the state of Texas, the fact that we say gay too much is not one of them, I don't think. But it's one of these made up crises, like which kids are using which bathroom or playing on which athletic teams, or these things where we're trying to scare people about, or our governor's trying to scare people about transgender children and their parents. At best, it's a distraction from the real problems like fixing the grid or expanding Medicaid or doing some of these common sense things. But at worst, and you're familiar with the worst, it's really deeply damaging and even deadly to people.
It's deadly.
It's deadly.
Yeah. You know what's made up? His freaking name. His name is made up. You're not Hispanic, Beto. You're Irish. It's Robert O'Rourke. You're not Hispanic. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? Because you're not. You're not Hispanic. So stop it.
He is a furry. So show some respect.
He's also a criminal. If you look at his criminal record, a criminal. He's a criminal. Remember how he's like, he has a criminal record and nobody gives half a crap about that? Yeah, he's that too. Look it up. Google it. He's a criminal. This guy is a deviant. He's a deviant and a criminal. Mm-hmm. And he's a liar because he's not Hispanic. So look all that up.
Yeah. You guys, there's been, I could not believe this. This was something I was talking to my mom about when we were on a walk the other day, is that in advance of all of the Sunday services, apparently all the crazy activists, liberals, the people who just are desperate to have all the abortions all the time, were hellbent on deciding to protest at Catholic churches all over the country. And it's utterly absurd to me that this was even a thing, but this was a thing. And so before we show a couple of clips of that, I just want to remind everybody what Jen Psaki had to say about protests taking place at justices' homes, and how that's all just absolutely fine. Here she is.
Justices have young kids, but their neighbors are not all public figures. So would the president think about waving off activists that want to go into residential neighborhoods in Virginia and Maryland?
Peter, look, I think our view here is that peaceful protest, there's a long history in the United States and the country of that.
That's it. That's all they're going to say. Peaceful protest, you guys. It's fine. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, this is what it looked like outside Justice Kavanaugh's house. His house.
Codify Roe! Codify Roe! Codify Roe! Codify Roe! Codify Roe!
Women's rights! Women's rights!
Women's rights!
Women's rights!
Women's rights! Women's rights!
Women's rights! Women's rights!
What is wrong with these lunatics?
You know what? And it's not going to change. It's not going to change anybody's mind. Really think that that's not going to do diddly squat to change anybody's mind? You know what I think? The whole Catholic Church thing. Why has the Catholic Church, listen, I'm just putting this out. Catholics out there are going to get pissed off at me. Why has the Catholic Church not done whatever it is that they, I don't know, excommunicate, whatever the name is. I don't know what the word is that y'all use, but I was Catholic once. I left the Catholic Church, but not that I'm mad at y'all, but I don't understand what the word is when you say to somebody, you're not in this church anymore, but they should do that to Joe Biden. And they should do that to Nancy Pelosi. And they should do it to all these people who are like, abortion's great. And they are like in these leadership positions in our country. Why have they not done that? Why is it denounced? Is it excommunicate? What's the word? What is it? But they need to do that. They need to do it and they need to make a statement and they need to have done that years ago. They need to mm-hmm. have done it because there are people like me who I don't want anything to do with Catholic Church because of crap like that. Because I don't understand why they don't make it. Because right now, I just look at this and I'm like, what?
Well, but what's so dumb about the protests is that they have nothing. The Catholic Church is not setting policies. So why are they protesting and disrupting services on Mother's Day? Like, it's just.
I hear you.
Do better.
Because the Catholic Church is no different than any other church, really, when it comes to this. But my point is that Joe Biden will get up there and say, I'm a Catholic. But I believe in woman's right to choose. Nancy Pelosi will do the same thing. I'm a Catholic. I'm a devout Catholic, very devout. But I believe in a woman's right to choose. Well, then you're not a Catholic. So it's like, this is the thing. I don't understand that whole concept. I think the Catholic Church needs to come out and say, no, you're not a Catholic. You know, get bent. You don't need to, you're not in our, well, maybe obviously I'm paraphrasing, but they need to say, why don't they say this? It drives me crazy. It's just a side note. I just wanted to throw that in there. I wish they would do that, because I think they would get probably more people coming to their church if they did that. Just my 2 cents. We can move on.
I'm going to share my screen really quickly because I want to give you another example of the psychosis that has taken over the brains of so many of the more crazy pro-choice activists. They are lunatics, you guys. Look at this.
Let the fucking terrorizers! My motherfucking ignorance! They terrorize it! My fucking ignorance! They ran the fucking businesses! I'm killing the baby.
What in the world?
Stop calling these people pro-choice. These people are not pro-choice anymore. These people are pro-abortion. That's what they are. It's not pro-choice. This is not what this is anymore. These people are flat out pro-abortion. There's nothing pro-choice about this. It's just they are rabid. They are pro-aborts. That's what they are. That's what we need to start calling them, period. End of story. God, that woman is a lunatic. What was that?
Well, and she's not alone. Like, I'll share another one really quick so you can just see. It's like, how do these people think that this is going to change anybody's mind at all? I mean, this is not normal. These people are freaking psycho.
You see, the cop is like, I've heard that a million times. He's like, you're a psycho. Right. You're a psycho, lady.
Well, I mean, this does not, looking at that just makes me think they're crazy. It doesn't make me think, oh, maybe I should listen to their rational, reasonable argument. I mean.
And that cop is like, I don't make enough to deal with you, you psycho.
Right. Oh my God. These people are nutbags. Absolute nutbags.
Absolute lunatics. My God.
Before we get to another lunatic in the form of Joy Behar,
let me just remind you
that if you have been letting yourself go a little bit too much on the whole eating thing over Easter, over Mother's Day, and you need yourself a reset, because guilty as charged. I know what I'm going to do, and that is I'm going to turn to the yummy, yummy, yummy food from Nutrisystem. By the way, if you get their premium meals have 30 grams of protein in them, and they're delicious. This is why Nutrisystem works so well for people who are looking to lose a few pounds, and you can get 50% off of their plans. You can check out all their plans at their website, Nutrisystem.com/chicks. Check it out. They've got all kinds of different plans for all kinds of different people, and it will help, and you will find the food delicious, because I know I love it. It's yummy. Yummy!
Make sure you check out all of our folks at Locals, chicksontheright.locals.com, and our Facebook Insiders page, because those people are the bomb.com.
Indeed. Actually, I made a mistake. It's not Joy Behar that's going to look crazy here. It's Sunny Hostin. I said it was Joy Behar because she's the thumbnail. And Sunny Hostin, who is sitting in between another Black woman who is a Republican and Anna Navarro, who is a Latina who considers herself Republican for mysterious reasons I will never understand.
She identifies as a Republican.
She does. And so Sunny, in between these two people who ostensibly are friends of hers, she's essentially saying that they don't make sense, that it doesn't make sense for someone who is of a person of color to have different thoughts in their head than Sunny Hostin has. That's how arrogant this kind of thinking is. Right. So I'll just let you hear that. Here we go.
Okay, but I know this may be a novel point, a novel idea for somebody who's, you know, a supporter of Trump, but there are people who are capable of being related and not having ethical interests.
I don't, many things that I don't stand by that Trump did. Trump has done things that are racist. I'm a black woman first, so always understand that. But I do say that I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network that you're standing behind, yes, and when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron? Moron.
I do.
Why? Your friend right here is a Republican.
We had this conversation.
You do. And you say you feel like it's an oxymoron that you're Catholic, but you also are pro-life.
I don't understand either.
No, you don't understand yourself then. You have disagreements.
I understand myself. I don't understand either of
this. But it's not a personal conversation.
Yeah.
We're having a personal conversation about CNN
and
how things can get lean.
And I don't understand Latino Republicans.
Well, today, this is not about me and it's not about you. It's about celebrating Corinne Jean-Pierre.
And I think we should. And we can agree on that.
She just doesn't understand them. How dare they think differently?
And the way she said it, how she talked over her, was so unbelievably arrogant. She's like, I don't understand. I don't understand you. God, what a self-centered biatch, you know?
Right.
She was just so into her. These people are, they live in a bubble. They don't know anything but this. This is all they know. This is what they know. They don't know anything about the real world or real people. They live in this like Hollywood, Washington bubble, and that's all they know. This is why they are how they are. This is why they are the way they are. It's because they don't know anything else. They don't know who we are. They don't know the people that watch our show. They don't know anything about real America. And this is why they are the way they are, Mock. I mean, honestly, I can't believe that show was nominated for Emmys, you guys. Yeah, I heard that the other day. It was nominated for
Emmy. I guess
Emmy.
It makes sense because this is Hollywood, right? They are constantly congratulating the worst of each other.
Exactly. And so that should tell you something. Like, I mean, it's just hideous what goes on in that world. And they all pat each other on the backs and they think they're great. And they're not. I mean, it's like, but I also wonder who watches that show. Well, we watch it by default because we make fun of it. So it's, you know what I mean? And we say how horrible it is. And so I don't know, maybe that's one of the reasons that they're so successful is because we're all watching it like it's some sort of freak show.
Well, but to be fair, we don't actually watch the show. I will find a clip that's trending online and I'll be like, why is that trending? And I'll watch it and I'll be like reminded of why I don't watch the show.
But it's doing well, and the fact that it's getting Emmys and stuff. So somebody is, people are watching that show and they're getting information about the rest of America via that show. And that concerns me because they see people like her saying, I don't understand why a black woman would be a Republican. That is a hideous thing to say. It's because that just shows how lockstep they are with groupthink. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is literally the mantra of liberals. It's the mantra of Democrats. You can't think any way else but this way.
Yep.
That's horrific.
It's super offensive. Like,
it is.
Anna Navarro and whoever that other woman was should have been super offended. Now, I kind of think they were responding like, what the hell, right? But that should be like a knockdown, drag out fight. How dare you assume because of the color of my skin, I have the same thought process as you. That's freaking racist, Sonny.
Yeah, I think Anna Navarro agrees with her.
Yeah.
I think Anna Navarro actually, I think Anna Navarro is a Democrat. So I think she actually agrees with everything. I think she just says she's a Republican. I don't know why. She's mental. I think she agrees with everything Sonny says. I think she also believes that black people and Latinos should be Democrats. I think she believes that in her heart.
So she just says she's a Republican so she can maintain that status on the show.
Right. So she can be the token Republican on the show, because otherwise what's the point of her being there? She's just another Democrat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
God, how racist is that?
I know.
Unbelievably racist and sexist. I mean, it's awful. And they can't see it. They just can't see it in their little bubble.
And thank goodness there are people like Jason Riley to inject some common sense into the conversation, particularly with respect to this whole hullabaloo with Roe v. Wade. I love this clip of him because I love how calm he is and just how he's just like, this is a scare tactic. Everybody needs to calm the F down. Those are my words, not his. Obviously, he's way classier than I am.
Right.
But here he is.
There could be action at Catholic churches this weekend. Let's see if that happens. There's a suggestion that may be. In the meantime, on CBS, here is how Hillary Clinton sees the future if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The future of Supreme Court rulings.
Any American who says, look, I'm not a woman, this doesn't affect me, I'm not black, that doesn't affect me, I'm not gay, that doesn't affect me. Once you allow this kind of extreme power to take hold, you have no idea who they will come for next.
I mean, women, black Americans, gay Americans. What do you think of that?
Well, these are scare tactics. This is being said with the November elections in mind, trying to get people to come out to the polls based on outrage over this. So yes, after Roe, they're going after contraceptives and gay marriage and interracial marriage. But as we know, Bill, if they do overturn Roe, not even abortion is going away in this country, Bill. It's going to be legal in about half the states. That number is probably likely to grow over time. All this is going to do is return the abortion issue to the state level where it belongs. We also have Alito's draft opinion, which explicitly says that the legal reasonings being used here apply only to Roe and not to these other social issues that the left is now bringing up. So again, I think this is about scare tactics in the November elections.
And it shows you how many people don't understand that. How many people just don't get it? You know, these people are freaking out. These liberals are freaking out. And it just goes to show you how many people don't understand the way that the country works, you know, because they're like, they're going to go away entirely. No.
We're gonna stop letting interracial couples marry. Are people out of their minds?
Yeah, they are out of their minds, Mock. Yes, they are completely and totally out of their minds. And we're gonna stop letting gay kids sit with straight kids. What the hell is going on? Like, what are you even saying?
I know.
Yeah, these people are lunatics. But they're gonna use that. They'll use it as fuel for fire for elections. And it works. That kind of stuff works. The reason it works is because liberals, they vote based on their feelings. We all know that. We know that because they are emotional voters. We are more practical, policy-based voters. That's just how we are as conservatives. We're like, what's going to work for it? We think about issues. They think about the feels.
Oh, so many feel bads are around this issue. Yeah.
Right.
Just to give you another example of how insane these people are, I don't know who this woman is that's about to appear on this news panel, but she is apparently a comedian. And I think that she thinks that she's being hilarious in this. But this is just this is a level of just like the depravity of these activists and how they're just nuts. And so here's a perfect example.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, here's the thing. Here's my feeling about the leaker. I would like to find out who the leaker is so I could make sweet love to that person, because that person is a hero to me. Okay. And if the leaker, yeah. A lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus and let them know. I don't know if that answered your question.
I can't. What in the world?
God. I mean, you're not funny, lady. Like, at any point, that's not funny.
Oh, my God.
And the thing is that everybody, that guy was like, hey, you want to, like, go out after the show?
Right.
You're hot. Let's totally go out. That was super cute.
It seems like you want to have a lot of sex with people. Let me help
right.
you with that.
It seems like, right. It seems like you're totally a whore. Let's go out.
I mean, they're just gross. And I don't know why they all have to be so gross.
I don't know. Because it's like, we've talked about this a lot over the past almost, 14 years. Used to be safe, legal, and rare. You know, there used to be shame in it. It used to be that women were like, getting an abortion was a terrible thing. Now liberal women are like, oh my God, abortions are awesome. Like killing a baby is so cool, you guys. Let's do it together. Let's have a party for it. Yay.
And that's not mainstream. That is not a mainstream way of thinking at all.
No.
Look, Psaki can point to all of these, you know, the vast majority of people want Roe v. Wade to stand. But when you get into the nitty gritty details, the vast majority of people want there to be restrictions on abortion rights. And so if you talk to like your average person walking down the street, they are not going to be okay with the thought of a baby who is in the middle of being born, a woman having the right to kill that child. That's not mainstream thinking. And I'm so tired of Democrats saying, oh, no, that's like how the majority of the country thinks. No, that's not true at all.
It's not. And when our laws are on par with North Korea, there is a problem. That's a huge problem. It's a huge problem for me. I don't know about y'all, but that's a huge problem for me. We need to get a grip.
Freaking
it's whack.
Do you see this? I got my diamond stud alternative earrings in here right now, and they are sparkly and gorgeous. And that is because these particular diamond stud earrings, diamond alternative stud earrings, I should say, from diamondxl.com, they have so many more facets than even actual diamonds. And so these are amazing and such a great gift. In fact, I've seen on our Facebook Insiders group, I've seen a couple people get theirs. They've ordered them and they've gotten them and they're showing pictures and stuff, and it's so great. And so people are really loving it. Seems to they seem like they really love the earrings that they're getting. I love these. And so, I mean, these are great because I can wear them out and not worry, right? Like, these are not actual diamonds. And in fact, using code CHICKS120 at diamondxl.com, you get them for only $79. And this is like, they're a carat a piece. And so if you're looking for something for mom, I can't imagine like an easier, better gift. Like, this is a slam dunk. And so again, CHICKS120 is the code that you would use if you want to take advantage and go to diamondsxl.com, get yourself some. I know the people that have so far are very happy with it. Let me see where my mom is. Ma?
Mom,
she's not answering me yet. So I will just,
mommy.
Come here. I want you to say hi really fast to everybody.
No?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
You won't be able to hear Amy Jo.
Okay. Well, I hope old mothers had
she can't
wonderful
hear me?
Day yesterday.
Yeah, I stop said... talking.
Okay. Sorry.
Not you. Amy Jo's talking because she doesn't know that you can't hear her. So now go ahead and say all of your things.
So I, okay.
You can say all the things.
Well, what I wanted to say is that I hope all the mothers had a wonderful day yesterday, because I certainly did, being here with my loved ones, my dear ones, and seeing, well, green grass and green trees after living in a desert. So that was wonderful. And hello to everybody, and thank you for supporting Chicks on the Right.
Aww. Oh my God, I just love her.
Mama Hen.
That's right, Mama Hen. All right, you're free. Well,
and it was great to be next to the great governor.
Oh yes, she liked being next to Governor Ron.
Yeah, so
he's yeah, he's there. Visible. See?
Okay.
Yeah, he's
all
right.
Right.
Thanks, Mom. She can't hear you, which I hate, but
I love her. Tell her I love her so much. God,
oh I will.
God,
I totally
heart.
Will.
She's so sweet. I cannot. I love her. I oh my God. She is the sweetest. How is she so tiny? She's so tiny. She
like
fits on your lap. She's so teeny.
I know. Totally. She was basically sitting on my lap because she's a tiny little bird.
She is a tiny little bird. How did she give birth to you? How did she do that?
I have no idea. I have no
Good.
Idea.
I mean, I know you weren't that size when you came out, but still.
No, I was not full grown, thank goodness.
I don't think you were. Yeah.
I was still. Not.
Yeah. My God. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful Monday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes joins us to discuss the fierce battle over free speech. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Nunes discusses the recent surge on his Truth Social site, Elon Musk buying Twitter, and the Biden administration's new disinformation governance board. I'll also explain how even our own military is now dependent upon China for critical products and how the problem is getting worse. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.